audio guide to Cap de Pera Lighthouse. It could be said that Cap de Pera Lighthouse is linked in some way to music, given that one of its lighthouse keepers composed musical pieces that were sung by choirs in the Arta area, and the lighthouse is mentioned in one of the well-known singer-songwriter Joan Manuel Serrat's most well-known songs. Miquel Amengual, a lighthouse keeper born and bred in Cap de Pera, worked at this lighthouse before his retirement in 1921. He was also posted to other lighthouses, such as Alucemas on the North African coast, Cap de San Sebastián in Girona, Napapia on Dragonera Island, and Botafoc in Ibiza. However, he is most remembered for the musical pieces he composed, mainly habaneras and estudiantinas, with the lyrics often making references to lighthouses and their keepers, as is reflected in such titles as Paso Doble del Faro and Jota Farista. He also taught local people to play musical instruments, such as the lute and the bandurria. Some of his compositions now form part of the traditional repertoire, and even though they are not often interpreted nowadays, there is an interest in bringing them back from oblivion to be heard again around Cap de Pera. However, many people know the song by Joan Manuel Serrat titled Cada Loco con su Tema, that goes: I prefer paths to borders, a butterfly to the Rockefeller Center, and the Cap de Pera lighthouse keeper to the watchman of the West. Other lighthouses have also appeared in musical works, but perhaps the most famous is The Lighthouse, an opera by the English composer Peter Maxwell Davis, based on real events that took place at the Flannan Isle Lighthouse in Scotland in 1910, where the three lighthouse keepers disappeared mysteriously, with no explanation ever having been found. End of the audio guide.